This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with an amazing... I've been on a trip the last week or so to Ireland, and it's amazing when I was talking, it was with a group of talk show hosts, how many people are interested in what I'm doing here on Your Hidden Power. It really is, and a lot of Irish people focus on the sixth sense, if you will, or things that are metaphysical, telepathic, psychic, paranormal. There's a lot of that. And I'll be bringing you some of the discussion, philosophy, in the next few weeks, the things that I discovered and learned as part of my trip to Ireland. Right now, however, our focus is on the author of a book called Love Between Equals, Relationship as a Spiritual Path. This is something that I have found to be a very important thing for me to understand personally, and perhaps you, if you haven't been there yet, you'll be fascinated with Polly Young Eisendrath, who is the author of this book. She's a Jungian analyst, psychologist, psychotherapist. She is a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the University of Vermont, founder and director of the Institute for Dialogue Therapy, past president of the Vermont Association for Psychoanalytic Studies, and a founding member of the Vermont Institute for Psychotherapies. Dr. Young Eisenstadt, good to have you here. I wonder if, in looking at this, if all of the things that have brought you to this point, all the things you've studied, all the work that you're doing, and in putting it into the category of psychiatry and psychotherapy, even though appropriate, does that somehow push people away from this particular subject matter?
Well, hi, Doug. First of all, thanks for the long introduction there. I think I'm getting what you mean by that. Yes, it can. You know, it's all of us struggle with relationship, myself included. You know, I've been married, divorced, remarried. I realize I probably made that look too easy for my kids because they've been divorced as well now. And I think that the thing that probably is key is for everyone, all of us, to know that it takes some skills to do this relationship path, and some of those actually are spiritual skills, you know, sort of mindfulness skills, an ability to work with your own thoughts and feelings in a bigger framework, realizing that, you know, love is not a picnic on the grass, and everybody gets it wrong in various ways, both in your intimate relationships and with your kids. And so, you know, in some way, it's like we're born through love, and we're here to love, but it is the most difficult thing we do. And then people think it's going to be fun or easy or, you know, some sort of a smooth path. And actually, it's not. So, you know, it's not something to think about in terms of pathologies, of, you know, that if your relationship is going badly, that there is something personally wrong with you. It's more that the relationship thing itself is a much bigger challenge than most of us believe it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
I believe in love and how happy you can be in love, but then there is the work of love that somehow or other gets in the way of just
yes.
of just loving.
That's part of love. You know, I mean, the work of love is the spiritual work that I would say, you know, we're here for, but we don't love the work. And so, yes, we love the romance. yes, we love the beginning, you know, when you have the baby, when you meet the lover or whatever, that's great.
Yeah.
But the next step, which is that you're going to have some big disillusionment, things are not going to go your way, and at that point there's a door that opens in which you can get to know your beloved better and you can get to know yourself better. Or you can give up, or you can attack yourself, or you can see your relationship or your particular parenting or whatever as actually bad.
Yeah.
And so what I recommend is that people start with the knowledge that love actually brings great richness to our lives on many, many levels, but it's also a great challenge. And because of that, you know, I think of it as a spiritual path and not simply as a psychological or relational or social situation that we're in.
Well, we have those ingredients are part of it because that's what we are taught to think, that it is those things that have to be addressed rather than the things that you're addressing. I will tell you, as you acknowledged when we got started here, I've had a number of good relationships, and I've had three women in my life that I have loved, really loved. It has been very troubling to not have an understanding. And it kind of like, I've spent a lot of time in therapy, and I've found Jungian thinking to be better than Freudian thinking in my own experience. But that's, you know, it's a personal sort of a thing. I want to love, I want to share. And the frustrating thing is I may not be, in my present state, the best partner I could be. And so getting there is not something that's external. That I have found out. It is very internal.
You must. It's very internal. And it's not, you know, it's like the beginning of actually getting things right is knowing that you actually might have some problems in loving. You know,
absolutely.
I mean, that's the beginning of the path, is to know what you're doing that might be creating obstacles, and then to recognize that you can change those things and that there's nothing to be ashamed
of. But it takes work.
Know?
It takes a lot of work, and it takes understanding, not looking outside, but looking inside. And until you do that, you'll never have a good relationship. I would love to be able to go back to the, you know, we all can say this, 2020 hindsight. I'd love to go back to the last relationship that I had, which was, for me, the most frustrating, yet the most rewarding of any relationship that I've ever had. And I wanted it, even though, again, it's like, hello, how good does it feel when you stop banging your head against the wall?
But, you know,
I just, I desired that person and that love that I felt with her and for her to work. But I have my own stuff. She has her stuff. You got your stuff. We all got our stuff. And unless you want to deal with that, I was forever blaming her. Oh, look at the stuff she's doing, crazy. Okay, so maybe she did do all that stuff. But hello, who's looking at me? I need to be looking at me.
That's right. And, you know, to break it down a little bit, in this period of time, we're asking things of intimate relationship that we've never asked before.
Yeah.
You know, we fall in love with a stranger. That stranger may be completely unrelated to our own background, from a different tribe, from a different world, from a different worldview. Then we want that person to share with us equally, reciprocally. We want it to be mutual. And then we want them to actually see us and hear us and know us specifically. And that issue of wanting a witness, wanting someone to hear you, to see you, that is the biggest obstacle that people come to therapy with these days. When people come in to see me in couples therapy, they start out by saying that they don't trust each other. And I often think, well, has someone had an affair? Was there some kind of, you know, betrayal? But no, it's always on this relational level. You know, I don't feel like you know me. You don't listen to me.
Well,
you don't
this lady said to me, you never really get to, there was a question that she posed once, do you really ever get to know somebody else? And that was a haunting thing.
Right.
You know, because I wanted her to know me. I wanted her to want to know me.
But did you want to know her equally well? You know, it's, yes, I would say yes, you can get to know the other person. But the very first step in it is to recognize that it's difficult. And then secondly, you've got to learn to contain your own reactivity, your own feelings, your own, really pain often when somebody says something to you that seems insulting, that seems dismissive, that may seem even contemptuous or belittling. You need to contain your reactivity in order to find out what's going on with that other person. And then gradually you have to develop the skills of dialogue, what I call dialogue, which is that you speak for yourself. You speak in terms of this is the way I see it. This is my impression. This is, and then you ask questions, and then you have to listen to what the other person says.
You got
to
want to do that.
Some sort of good sex, some sort of attraction, some sort of sense of a bond actually motivates you to want to stay, you know. And then also, if you've lost other relationships, you're more motivated to stay because you know that the pain of loss, once you have that attachment, the pain of loss is grief. I mean, it's not a small thing once you've got the attachment. And you lose it. So you want to really love somebody.
It's very hard.
That's right.
All right, let's pause for a moment here. Give us food for thought. Polly Young Eisendrath is here, the author of Love Between Equals. If you go to young-eisendrath.com, you can get a great deal of the philosophy here in more detail as we continue our focus on your hidden power. I'm Doug Steffen. Getting bored with dinner options? Can't take another day of unhealthy fast food or ordering in? Okay, here's the news for you, Martha Stewart. Martha, Doug, where are you coming from with that? I can hear Kara chuckling. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. Yep, free. She's giving away 3 full-sized meals from her new meal kit delivery service. It's called Martha and Marley Spoon. I've been there. I looked it over. It's something that's right up my alley. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients right to your house, right to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate for fresh food, healthy choices. There are 18,000 recipes to choose from now in this opportunity you are now being exposed to, probably for the first time. The menus feature a variety of dishes ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in 30 minutes. You want to be part of Martha's free taste test? Get your 3 free meals. Be one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810. That's FORK. Text it to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Text the word FORK to 246-810. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. The active ingredient is collagen protein, but there are other things that are of the highest quality. What about natural digestive enzymes? Those are important, but why?
Well, you know, your body, when it breaks down protein and even collagen protein, you're not going to utilize all of it. But our studies show with our digestive enzyme, you're going to get every bit of that collagen protein that you're taking so you don't waste it. You know, collagen protein is awesome, it's good for you, and it's proven safe and effective for weight loss.
All right, here's what you do. Go to toploss.com for your Calitrin. Toploss.com, here's the deal. You buy 3 bottles, that's a 90-day supply. You get 2 bottles, that's 2 more months free. Plus, you get $20 off with the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com for this deal. Use the code DJV. Again, Calitrin at toploss.com.
Mm-hmm.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Continuing now, the focus on this new book, Love Between Equals, Relationship as a Spiritual Path on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with Paula Young Eisendrath, who also has a podcast called Enemies. That's a great way to approach love. Enemies, from war to wisdom. And so is it because we have enemies that we appreciate the love aspect in our lives? Do we have to have enemies? Are you focused on that, or a partnership energy, enemies, love enemies? Is that what happens?
Well, actually both, because I got into doing the podcast because working with couples since 1984, I have had more hatred come into my consulting room than in any other way. You know, when people come in for couples therapy, they often feel like they're with the enemy. They feel like they're with somebody that is intentionally hurting them. Yeah. And, you know, at the deepest and realest level, we actually hate somebody because they've betrayed our love, not because, you know, we almost like have to know somebody personally to hate them. You might have noticed that, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So what happens with couples is that initial love, that initial vulnerability and openness can turn to hatred if the people feel, or even if one person feels, that the other person is intentionally hurting or harming them. And that is what brings out the enemy aspect of love, the intimate enemy kind of aspect. But I also then got very interested overall in why we make enemies. So often, we as Homo sapiens, as human beings, we make enemies in our families, in our communities, in our businesses, and then in our societies, and also in the world. And so I began to see that there's a need to make an enemy. There's a need to blame somebody to get that.
Why, though? What's the cause?
Outside.
Getting, because Jungian likes to get to the cause. What's the cause of that,
okay,
and overcoming it? How do we do that? Because that's what solves the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the single cause is that you experience yourself in a way that you want to protect. And you have this thing called a self, and it's a narrative, and it's a set of identities, and you're almost always talking to yourself about it, and you want to actually protect it, and you want to defend it, and so that is a very primary motivator for all of us. You know, I mean, Jung called it an ego. I would say it's the better word for ordinary people is that you experience yourself as an individual, and you have a lot of narratives, stories about yourself, preferences, and so on, and you want to defend that. And that is a universal human thing. We all actually want to protect and defend ourselves, and then we include often our families in that sense of self, you know, when we want to protect our families. And so it's very easy, once you get into a close relationship, to feel that the other person doesn't get you, is not getting what you're saying, is not feeling what you're feeling, and that begins that process of defending yourself. And, you know, and then you can create an enemy quickly.
Yeah, well, there's that rage business. Some of what happens you have no control over, unless you are a believer that you are born into life. You choose your parents. You choose the day you're going to be born. You therefore choose your experiences for whatever lesson comes from past experiences. I happen to believe that, but I think we can also use this. This is the first time I've actually seen this thought pattern that you put forth in your practice and in your book. That's the first time I've actually seen it. I embrace it because what you try to, and I think are successful, it would seem, in getting across to people is that you need to understand yourself. You got to control yourself. You don't need to control somebody else. That's not love. It isn't love at all. That person needs to be who he or she is, and you need to recognize that. Probably there's something in that person that you recognize you can love. That's what attracted you to him or her in the first place. But then it gets all washed away with friendships that people have and advice that you get from your friends and what they think is best for you. And, you know, you've been divorced before, or somebody's betrayed you and your family, and good God. It goes on and on and on and on, and it's not easy. I think, frankly, and maybe I'll leave it at this, Dr. Jung Eisenstein, I think that we have to kind of want to know ourselves. If you don't want to, you don't like yourself, if you haven't a way of figuring out how to like yourself or know yourself, then you're never going to get this. You aren't. You're not, just not going to get it. Blaming other, I had a sign in my office that read, "Fix the problem, not the blame." I now realize much later in life, after I hung that up, that I'm the problem. So if you fix that, then don't blame yourself, but fix it. So a lot of great work here. Jung Eisendrath, EisendrathE.com. The podcast is called Enemies. Go to that website. You'll get a lot out of it in terms of resolving conflicts and maybe helping you to bring back something that you never thought you'd get back again. And that's, I think, what the bottom line is here. Thank you for sharing your thoughts and for the work at something. Understanding that two people usually can't solve their problems unless there's a third person involved in it that understands what both people are saying. I think there's a lot of that in this as well. Good work. Half past the hour here on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration is looking for a new Homeland Security Secretary. As Kirstjen Nielsen resigned yesterday, some say under pressure from President Trump. The president just announcing in a tweet yesterday that she was leaving her post. Republican Representative John Joyce of Pennsylvania says if President Trump sent her packing, he believes there was a good reason to do so.
He realizes the serious issues that are occurring at the southern border. He realizes that we are at a national crisis.
He spoke on Fox and Friends. Israeli voters will elect a new prime minister tomorrow in what's expected to be the Jewish state's closest election in years. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is facing serious corruption charges while he runs for a fifth term. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means having what you need for any job on hand, so you're spending more time on the job site than away from it. Lowe's does it right by stocking job lot quantities of lumber, fencing, and decking, and at the right prices. Get volume savings on your next job at the Pro Desk, and save time by ordering at lowesforpros.com. Have your order delivered or pick up in store. Our dedicated pro loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you belong. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See Pro Desk for details, U.S. only.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
First, now on Your Hidden Power, to spend some time with our weekly visitor. We have three weekly visitors. Uri Geller is the first in a run of three. Uri is in his home in Israel. Uri is as telepathic as anybody I have ever met in my life, even though he says we all have the power. I was reading something. I went to Ireland. Are you there, Uri? Can you hear me okay?
Hello. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you, Doug.
All right. So I went to Ireland last week, and one of the things that we were talking about with some people who were pretty sensitive were synchronicities. And I know that's your favorite word. One of the things that I think happened, I think the reason that you meet people, that you go places, that you do things, you have folks in our lives, is because there is a synchronicity here. We click together. And it's not a coincidence. You've spent your whole life explaining that sort of thing. When did you first realize, and maybe what was the first synchronicity in your life?
Wow, what a brilliant question, Doug. You know what? I've been interviewed thousands and thousands of times. No one ever asked me that question.
Well, see, that just goes to show you.
I think probably the first synchronicity was when I was almost like a baby, that a British soldier shot a bullet into our window in Tel Aviv, and I was in a pram under the window, and the glass shattered onto my face. Nothing happened to me because it was a teddy bear that rolled over my face, and that kind of saved me from being cut by the broken glass.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a year after that, my father, who was an Army Sergeant Major, brought home a bullet head, very shiny, made probably from copper. And I remember that I used to play with that. But the incredible synchronicity was that when I got that for my dad, the bullet head, the bullet that British soldier shot into our window, it was stuck in the wall in the corner of the ceiling and it dropped out. It just fell on the floor.
Really? And was this the bullet?
Yeah.
The one your father gave you is the same bullet?
No, it was a bullet head that he brought back from wherever he was in the war.
Oh, okay.
And the bullet of the British soldier shot into our window fell out of the corner of the ceiling. So I'd say that synchronicity. What is that then? Maybe paranormal.
Yep. Well, there's all kinds of stuff that we don't understand, and I think the more today is International Feng Shui Day. One of the things that a lot of people don't understand is the energy of position. You're building that museum, the Uri Geller Museum in Jerusalem, and you've got to be very, very careful about how you arrange things in the feng shui manner. And this kind of stuff, there is synchronicity not just in people, but in things. Is there not? I mean, I think Feng Shui points that out.
Sure, Doug. Look, first of all, my museum is in Old Jaffa, not in Jerusalem. This was synchronicity because 10 minutes ago I was talking about Jerusalem. So you just proved live on air a synchronized occurrence. Number two, it's really weird because you know that my museum is in Old Jaffa. Why did you say Jerusalem? Isn't that
crazy? Because Jerusalem, I don't know why I thought that. I was thinking, actually, I talked a lot with people when I was in Ireland this week about being in Jerusalem and the situation in Northern Ireland and the Irish wars and all that stuff, the same kind of thing that went on between and continues to go on between the Palestinians. I think I had Jerusalem on my mind. Yes, I know old Jaffa's in Tel Aviv. I've been there. So why did I say that? That's a good question.
Yeah, the other thing I wanted to tell you about Feng Shui, since it's Feng Shui Day, I also, just an hour ago, I was speaking about ley lines. These are energy waves or energy flows that are underground. And I own an island in Scotland called Lamb Island. And the ley lines, the energy lines from my island, pass through Roslyn Chapel. Roslyn Chapel became famous from Dan Brown's novel, The Da Vinci Code. And from Roslyn Chapel, they shoot all the way down to the pyramid. So ley lines, I believe, are connected to Feng Shui because it's very important how and where you place certain objects to allow positive energy to flow through your house, through your office, through any place that you are connected to. Feng Shui is extremely important to understand. It's an old Chinese art, but I urge you that if you don't know about Feng Shui, just Google it and learn about it, and you can move just a few furniture pieces, not necessarily big, to allow positive energy to flow into your dwelling.
Well, that is very important. I think that's something we all have to. We might as well make it. Your home is your home. It's where you want to be. Make it as comfortable as you can. Make it feel as good as you can. And maybe some of the things that you get synchronistically from older furniture or things maybe your folks had or others that you know, there's a blessing there, but something not to deny. And I think that's kind of why I brought up so many people are in denial as to how this all works. I don't know why. What's in it for you if you deny it? It's there. It's one of those energetic things.
The other thing that goes hand in hand with feng shui is the power of color. So please learn about color, what color you should use, say a sofa, an orange sofa brings positive energy, and so forth. But let's talk about the power of color next week, because that's a fascinating subject, Doug.
I agree. All right, Uri, take good care. Good to have you here. The power of the mind, your hidden power. This is your hidden power. And up next, a focus on the synchronicity of relationships, especially. We'll talk to our resident psychic, Mary O'Malley, after these words. Let me focus with you on your health for a moment. Give me 60 seconds to talk to you about omega-3s, or maybe I should talk to you about krill oil. Maybe I should talk to you about both over this next minute, because this is something, a debate, basically, that's been going on for a long time. Now there's a solution, there's an end to the discussion about what's better, fish oil or krill oil. Actually, they're both equally as important, equally good for you. And thus, the folks at Purity Products have put together Krill Omega 50 Plus CoQ10. It combines ultra-pure fish oil, which is great for your heart and your cardiovascular system, and krill oil, which is great for your joints, your joint comfort, moving around, not having aches and pains. Purity feels so surely that you will love Krill Omega 50 Plus that they want to send you a free bottle. Put it to the test for you. Get the free bottle. Call 800-355-1493 right now while you're thinking about it. You'll pay shipping. It's $4.95, I believe. Your free bottle is awaiting at 800-355-1493. Again, that number, 800-355-1493. Put it to the test. And even though the shipping is refundable, you'll like this. You'll use it. It'll work. I know it does. Works on your heart, your brain, your joints, circulation. Get it now. A free bottle of Krill Omega 50 with CoQ10 at 800-355-1493.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Up next on Your Hidden Power is our friend of all. In fact, I kind of like having the influence of Mary O'Malley here. Her web is very easily accessible, psychicscout.com. She is someone that people from all over the world consult with her. I think basically your appeal is that you are basic, bottom line. You sound like a friend. You don't have, you know, there's not a lot of dancing around with you. It's pretty much to the point, and most of the work you do is with people who have love issues. I don't know if you heard the conversation a little earlier, Mary, between me and the lady who's the Jungian, about conflicts and understanding yourself. Do people ever really come to you and say, I need help? I was in a session with someone a week or two ago, and I realized as I was talking to this person, and I've been seeing this person for years in a therapeutic way, I've never talked about me with her. I was talking about everybody else. And do you think that comes to, when you are working with people in your capacity, do you find that people beat around the bush, but they never really get to the point? Is that something that's a frequent problem?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's always about ourselves, always. Mm-hmm. And so no matter what the issue is, spirit is going to focus on the person in front of me. And so there's no beating around the bush so much, because spirit's going to come right out and say, well,
mm-hmm.
It's not unusual, you know, but you know, the important thing is that spirit understands it's not about the other person. It's about the person in front of me and what needs to be dealt with there. So,
well, you can say that about the person who's looking at you in the mirror.
Yeah.
Whether you really want to. No, this woman was fabulous, I thought. She's written a book called Love Between Equals about the way we avoid looking at ourselves and want to blame everything on everybody. You've talked to me. I'm happy to blame somebody else for stuff that I. Well, I mean, isn't that kind of the human condition? We want to blame everybody else instead of understanding ourselves. And I think sometimes you got to hit people over the head with it, whether they like it or not. And do people, even when you, as a therapist, hit somebody over the head with that, do they buy it? Do they listen to you? Do they get it?
Most of the time, I think it's when my guides talk through me. You know, I always ask them for a gentle way to reach the person, and they're pretty good with that. And when you hear truth, it's hard to ignore truth. So not always. Sometimes people stay in that place, and I have to work around it the best I can. But I'd say 95% of the time people hear truth, and they can't ignore that, you know.
How do you relate the work you do to psychology?
I don't. I just don't, because I think it's, you know, psychology has the way it works, and then you know, I have the way I work. It's all psychology. I mean,
that's why I asked the question, because I thought it was
your
all
priest
psychology
or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It all is, but it's just a different way to come to the point.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but
you know, I
people
just,
need to come to the point of, you know, they need help and they are looking for help. They come to you, but they need to accept the help that comes from somebody who squarely from the shoulder is saying, "You're the one who needs the help." It's understanding what you need. This woman was talking mm-hmm. about, you know, how we make enemies out of, I talk about this all the time. Why do black people not like white people? Why do Jews not like Catholics? Why do Middle Easterners not like people from Europe? I mean, we come up with these crazy, stupid reasons that don't make any sense for not liking people.
Right.
It's the same with love. Well, why don't you love you love somebody and yet you want to be angry at them?
Yeah. And, you know, most of the time it's them showing us something about ourselves
mm-hmm.
that, you know, needs attention.
Yeah, well, that's why you're attracted to these other people, because like attracts like. And that's the sort of thing to sort out with somebody like Mary. It's fabulous to be able to get into somebody else's head, but most importantly, to get into yours. And you can do it by contacting Mary at psychicscout.com.
Did you know Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, is doing a health seminar on April the 8th at the Hilton Garden Inn? That's 8202 South 100th East Avenue, Tulsa, Oklahoma. The meeting will get started promptly at 7 o'clock. Distributors are $10 and everyone else is free. If you have any questions, call Brandy at 615-389-7733.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
When tracking the domestic dust bunny, you commonly find them hiding under wardrobes next to lost socks. Don't move too suddenly or they'll scurry off. What's utterly fascinating about the dust bunny is that although they are not actually sentient creatures, when they hear that Geico not only saves people money, but also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating, it's obvious to them you should switch. Because, yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Oh, no, it's the dust bunny's only natural predator. Run along, dust bunnies, run along.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Doug Steffen with Maria Francesca Trilogy, author of Life is Good When You Do the Work. You can reach her at astrologerforyourlife@gmail.com. She's created, as we've moved into spring, affirmations for signs. The equinox has taken place. We've had a full, now we have, we just had a new moon, I think, right? And all of these things, people wonder, should they, in order to get this all to work, do we need to talk to our astrologer every day?
There you go.
Well, I think in order to really understand what's going on with you, if you really want to, you do. The value of astrology, what's happening in the universe, what you can get on the internet, what you believe is changing dramatically, and this program is part of that, understanding that there is more to life than what you can see, feel, hear, touch. It's just, it's, there's much more to it. Hard for people to let go of their egos, because a lot of people think that they are the God, and we actually are all part of God, I think, but you know what I'm saying, Maria? It's like, okay.
Yes, yes, I do.
How do we get in touch? How do we get the most out of today? And if you're not really in touch with yourself, you really don't know how to get the best out of it. I think that's what frustrates me more than anything else. I'd love to be able to talk to you first thing in the morning every day and have you spend a few minutes just telling me this is what you will be influenced by during the day, this is what to look out for, and this is how you might react. Well, that'd be great if we could afford all of us to have an astrologer right there telling us how I believe in this. And I made some friends over the week that, and I asked you to find out more about one of the people, the guide that we had, who's just a really very, very, very good person, great human being. And she's one of the people on the bus who's doing a card reading for her yesterday. But she's curious. And I think that's what we all want to know more about ourselves. And there's so many different tools. And astrology, I think, for me anyway, is the best way to learn about yourself and how to deal with other people, you and others. How do you know how to deal with them? Astrology teaches you, tells you more than any other discipline, but then you got to know how to use it and interpret it, and that's where you come in, right?
I believe everything you just said is absolutely right on and true, and what we did discuss last week a little bit about what people do get off the internet. And yes, it is pretty general, and it doesn't give them that personal information based on their astrological chart. So they know that, okay, they're a Scorpio or a Taurus or a Pisces. There's so much more. There's this combination of different factors that come together. Just like anything else in life, it's deeper, it's more detailed. And so getting stuff off the internet, okay, can be the start of the journey. And then you have to find a good astrologer, someone you trust, someone you know is doing the work to give people that direction, that insight, that information necessary to be better at what you do in everything. Had a client over the weekend who was just, it was lovely, fascinated by what is going on with her. She's got something happening in her physical body, and we look at her chart, and it isn't a diagnosis, it's an understanding of what she can do better in her daily life, in her physical, as she goes about her day, how she operates in her body. And this is all available by looking at who a person is astrologically. So it's a fascinating way to understand the self. And that's the basic reason that we want to use astrology.
All right, so we're going to start talking. We're going to do a series of conversations about the value of astrology and how you can use it to benefit. I mean, this is all about benefiting you. What good is this if you don't get some benefit out of it? Check out Maria Francesca Trilogy, Astrologer for Your Life at gmail.com. This is Your Hidden Power.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.